Our word is magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Our word is magic. Now, what is so magic about our word? What is so wonderful about our word? Why should we call our word magic? Because everybody speaks words. Some people speak not nice words. Is that magic too? And some people speak nice words. Is that magic too? All of them are magic. All of them are magic. You see, we haven't really paid attention to the fact that every word we speak carries out its purpose. And if the word is love, it carries out love. If the word is love, but behind that word is manipulation, then it carries out manipulation. Not to love so much. And it can also get you in trouble. Because what goes out comes back. And if you go out with a word of love manipulation, it comes back with a word of love manipulation. You want to manipulate the other person in a love relationship, and then they want to manipulate you. And you say, I don't want to be manipulated. Well, then why are you manipulating? See, our word is magic. Every word we think or speak or utter in any way is magic and goes out and does what it is promoted to do, what it is planned to do. So, I mean, I watch people every day, and as I watch them, I see how they use words. And then I see how they are lying. They say they want one thing, but the words that they're using are indicative that they want something different. So what they really want is something different. You cannot use one word and say mean another thing. Because if you say, oh, I want peace on earth, and then you say, oh, they should go and kill those terrible people who are doing bad things, who are taking other people's countries. They should go do this. They should stop them, you know. And now, is that peace? You know? And can you, in your holy, holy hearts, think that you have never had that kind of a thought? The thought of self-righteousness, the thought of they're doing bad, they should be stopped at all costs. If it kills them, stop them, you know. And hey, is that what a peaceful mind does? Jesus stood there, and the people were coming from the town and wanted to stone the woman. Actually, it was a test for Jesus as a self-appointed rabbi, as every minister there was self-appointed. Jesus stood there, and he said to them, okay, all you guys, you're pretty neat. You're the cream of the crop. You're the wonderful people of the community. And many of you have been with this woman too. He didn't say that, but you know, that was his. But so he threw them a big stone. A stone bigger than the ones they were going to throw at the woman. And he said, hey, let whoever there is among us who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And as he was sitting there, doodling on the earth with a stick, when he looked up, there was no one there. There was no one there, because they knew that in their heart, in their life, in their experience, they had sinned, and that they would have been just as equally worthy of being stoned. And also, they could not stone her without stoning him, the person she was with, at least the person she was caught with, because they were both in adultery. They were both doing that which was not acceptable by the law. And so here they were going to stone the one just because it was a woman. And they knew who the man was, and perhaps the man was right there too, you know, ready to stone, because he didn't want his wife knowing these things and stuff like that. And so you see, our word is so powerful. And when Jesus said the simple words, that he who is without sin cast the first stone, wonderful. When we look at other people, and we judge other people, and we really do, We do that so perfectly and so wonderfully when we judge other people. Would we like to be judged like we are judging others? With half knowledge, even with any knowledge? Would we like to judge other people based upon hearsay or what other people tell us? Would we like to judge other people based upon the appearances? Hey, you got a cold today. Tomorrow, you're going to have that cold? That's an appearance that is gone. Well, now, the appearances with which we judge other people are the same way. They're here today, gone tomorrow. Maybe never happened. Maybe did, maybe didn't. What judgment are we going to make here? Words are such a magical force. And if we were to spend our entire life falling in love with words, falling in love with what they mean, falling in love with how they express who and what we are. Vocabulary is the most delightful game I play. I love words, and I love definitions, and I love words that sometimes I can say one word and it'll say a whole paragraph. I can say one word and say a whole book, you know. Hey, what's a word that'll say a whole book? Come on, tell me quickly.
Bible.
Ain't she smart? Isn't she smart? The Bible is a book. But I was going to say the book of John in the Bible. But yes, she even had them all. Now, Latin teachings of the Master of the Far East.
Out inside the fullness.
There you go. See, there, it tells a whole story. It tells a whole thing. When you say art and science of wholeness, are you speaking about how you can control another's life? When you say art and science of wholeness, do you think how you can heal others?
No.
When you say art and science of wholeness, you say how to stop wars? Mm-hmm. No. Then tell how to stop wars. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is no war to stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're so inclined to say yes, to tell us how to stop war, but it doesn't, because there are no wars to stop in the teaching of the art and science of wholeness. The art and science of wholeness is such a fabulous book, not just because I wrote it, but I've taken it from everywhere in the world, but the art and science of wholeness is such a comprehensive, fabulous book. If a person were to read only the art and science of wholeness and read it again and again and again and again and again and make their life based upon it, they would be the richest, healthiest, happiest, holiest, most beautiful people on earth, and the most fulfilled people on earth. Just the art and science of wholeness. This is why I say any person who takes the course, the art and science of wholeness, and does the course completely, and finishes it and gets their degree and gets their certificate and so on, they've done everything. The rest is now just polishing that ability that you gained with the art and science of wholeness. Just as a reminder going on in there. And it is a good one. It's a good reminder. It's moving you up in levels of awareness to more beautiful heights than you could ever imagine. But the art and science of wholeness gives you the total thing. Yes, words are magic. And I give you words in the art and science of wholeness that are magic, and some of them that are even, contrary to each other, so that you don't judge. And you say, well, this, or, I mean, here you say we should do this, and then here you say we should do this. And I say, no. Here I say, when your thinking is this way, that's your result. And when your thinking is this way, that's your result. Look very carefully at everything you read, and you might be surprised. Your reading into things is what your consciousness is at the moment. Whereas you're reading into things with a new consciousness. I had each one of you read the Art and Science of Wholeness again after you had graduated from the doctoral course and you were working even on Absolute. And I said, read the Art and Science of Wholeness again. And each one of you who read it, honestly, as a student, you said, my gosh, I never saw all these things in there. I never realized all this information was in there. I never realized all of these concepts were in there that are basing my life now. And hey, I got so much when I first went through it, but wow, the second time I went through, you didn't get more. You're a different person. You're a different person the second time you went through. You're not such a rebel. You're not such a fighter. I know it all. Now, you're saying, hey, I'm open. I'm open, and the doorway is flowing, and the words and magic are coming into me, and it's such a joyous, wonderful experience. It is fabulous, and I love it. And so do you. Our word is magic. I could go on for a lifetime talking about it, and I will. But for today, I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Isn't that a wonderful word?